It's time for the good, the bad.
Hold that thought.
And the dumb.
On the Mighty Gwynn Show.
You heard the lady. It is time for that most awesome, most look forward to, thrill-packed, and fun-filled edition of our show. It is that time when we go to the lighter side of sports, the lighter side of life. Give you the stories that qualify as good, bad, and dumb. Producer Ron puts it together every single day. Ron, what today qualifies as good, bad, and dumb?
My good for the day, it's heart-wrenching. I'm very uncomfortable.
Okay. It's normally the best kind of good.
No. It was, it's a video, like a nanny cam video of there's two twin boys playing in their bedroom. Have you seen it?
Yes, I've seen this.
Dresser falls down.
The nightmare of every parent.
Yeah. But my good is that one of the brothers goes strongman competition mode and pushes that dresser off his other brother.
And this is a big dresser full of clothes. And this kid is like, what, five?
No, two.
Like two. And this is, if you ever, I mean, you know, you hear stories about people gaining superhuman strength in moments of great, you know, emergency and stuff like that. This is one of those moments.
There's no better evidence.
There is no better evidence than this. This kid is like 2 or 3 years old and takes this dresser, which is a substantial size.
Yeah.
Right, this thing, fully loaded with clothes, is probably close to 100 pounds.
You know, let's say this. Even empty.
Yes.
It's taken two good, strong guys to move that dresser around out of the, you know, you can't carry this by yourself, no matter how strong you are.
This kid picks this thing up and picks it up enough so that his brother, who by the grace of God is not, you know, seriously
mauled.
Yeah, because
it looked like
this thing
landed on his neck.
It did. and he's able to get out of there. One of the horrifying, great ending, obviously,
yeah.
that he gets out of there.
That's why I spoke out. I mean, obviously, as a parent, you know, worst nightmare ever. But, you know, good because his brother just didn't give up. I mean, he kind of, you know, he took his time. He was bugging me that he was taking his time. Like, dude, just push it off of
him. But note to all parents. Anchor your furniture.
Yes.
Anchor your furniture into your wall for precisely this reason.
Dylan, my bad for the day is I have a question for you. How much does 1 yard in football cost?
How much does it cost?
1 yard.
Well, if it's the difference between you triggering an incentive or not, then it could cost you a good chunk of change there, pal.
Yep. For Rams tight end Lance Kendricks, 1 yard cost him $250,000.
Whoa. What was he supposed to get?
He had if he got 500 receiving yards, he got a $250,000 bonus. Just boom. Big old check, $250,000. Probably one of those big checks that
like,
you see.
Like the Publisher's Clearinghouse, they show up with balloons
and say, here you go.
And a van.
You know,
and
checks
giant,
that Happy
you know.
Gilmore kept saying, no, give it to me.
Exactly.
But alas, he only finished the season with 499 yards.
Gee whiz. I wonder. Now, this isn't a Mark Ingram situation where they like took him out of the game so he couldn't get the money.
No,
right?
No. I think he, you know, he was in each game. I mean, he just, you know, it's the Rams.
Right. Okay. It's just if he had a quarterback,
they always had trouble getting 1 yard,
you know,
no matter what the situation.
You know
was.
Who he needs to go after and get his money from is Jared Goff.
You think
he needs to go to Jared Goff and be like, bro. You were the
not a case.
No, you were the first overall pick. You've got the money, and you cost me. You cost me my yard, bro. Give me 200. I want my $250,000 check right now. Boom, make it happen.
Yep. 1 yard. I was thinking, like in that situation. I mean, contracts are contracts. With the Rams, would be like, all right, man, you got close.
They should do it like Vegas does.
Like 150.
They should do it like Vegas does with fights. Like the fight is set at 170 pounds, but if you come in a pound under, a pound over, you're still okay.
Yeah.
You should do it like that. Like, all right, well, 500 yards. But
plus or minus 2 yards.
Yeah, if you have 499, we'll let you have it. You know? Seriously.
My dumb for the day, Dylan, you probably thought I would go Pac-Man Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Not Adam Jones, but Pac-Man Jones.
True.
No, I'm not going to go there. You might have thought I even went Johnny Football.
I thought about it.
Who Johnny Football was partying it up in a nightclub where his ex-girlfriend was, and there's a definite restraining order, so he was breaking the law knowing that he'd be there, and he continued partying. No, my dumb of the day goes to a daredevil. He just goes by the YouTube handle 8Booth.
Eight booth. Okay.
Now, what this guy is known for is jumping off of buildings, like hotels, apartment buildings, into a pool.
Okay.
That's his shtick. He has camera angles all covered. I think he's wearing a GoPro camera. And, he jumped, and he missed.
He missed? Where did he end up?
Everything from the ankle up landed in the pool. Everything from the ankle down did not.
Oh.
And he easily is jumping off probably a four-story, maybe five-story hotel.
So he's out for the season.
He's out for the season. To say he broke both his feet would be, maybe a nice thing to say.
Is there video of this?
There is video of it.
So his,
follow with photos.
His feet were basically crammed into his legs.
Yeah, well, no, because he hit it in a weird way. I mean, he went to land on his feet, but his entire momentum brought him forward. So his feet just compacted. I mean, he broke his heels.
Oh, God.
Both his feet. So, I mean, there's a picture of, I'll spare you.
Yeah, yeah,
but there's a picture of him, sitting in the hospital with feet on both of his legs. But my dumb also goes to, or is extended to him as well, because he set up a GoFundMe page to help pay for his hospital bills. He is ambitious. He's trying to raise about $275,000.
Why would anybody pay for this idiot's foot?
Exactly. Guess how much he has raised so far?
$2.75.
Not close. $325.
That's why would a guy who jumps from four stories into a pool for a living, and why would you pay for that?
You can't.
Why would anybody pay? You're on your own, dude.
Give him a dollar. Say, dude, take it down.
Listen, don't jump off of buildings, okay?
There's my tip.
Let's take this as a learning experience. Don't jump off of buildings anymore. Tony D will give you a learning experience next. It's SB Nation Radio.